foul against her shoulder. Team second. Clark Brady inbounding for the Hatchets. Ryan Hileski gets it into the right corner. Starts his dribble and picks it up after one. Skip pass to the left wing to Martin Messing. Going down to the short corner. Pops the jump shot. And it's good. Martin Messing suddenly with 8 points. Three in this quarter alone. And it's Bannex out by 1 point, 19-18.
He's a great commodity to have because he's a pure scorer and he's one of the best defensive ball players on the court.
Brenner Wisner to Drew Scholler. Right wing extended against Joe Messing. Picks up his dribble, 30 feet from the hoop. Seth Bowles bails him out, top of the key. Pulls up, jump shot at the free throw line. This is in for two. Seth Bowles with 4 points gives the lead back to Lakers, 20-19. Ryan Hileski, acting point guard, 5.5 to play in the third, 20-19 Lakers over Bad Axe. Clark Brady, left wing, feeds it into Arntz, turns, shoots, this one short, gets his own rebound, the layup is good. Arntz with four, Bad Axe out on top again. Inside the lane, Drew Scholler tries to feed it over, and it's stolen by Arntz. Eighth turnover for Lakers tonight, Hileski in transition. And Martin Messing throws the rein into the hands of Seth Bowles. Braden Smith pushing tempo at the right wing, and they're going to say he traveled with it. 5 minutes left in the third. Lakers trails 21-20 to Bad Axe. Troy Chappell checks in, replaces Drew Scholler with three fouls.
Sometimes I wonder if both coaches have the same thought at the same time. Would you guys slow it down?
I know we're both thinking it.
This is quite a chess match.
Ryan Hileski against Brenner Wisner, top of the key. To the right wing to Joe Messing. Back to Hileski. Arntz is wide open inside the lane. Seth Bowles gets a handle on it. And they're going to say last touch by green jersey.
That had to be Chappell then. He was the only one there.
Bad Axe ball in front of their own hoop, or in front of their own bench. 21-20, Bad Axe leads, 4:44 left. In the third quarter.
That's close to a violation.
Almost. Joe Messing, top of the key, to the left wing to Clark Brady. A lot of bodies moving around in that paint right now. Ryan Hileski back to Brady. Brady feeds it in, goes over the top, and Joe Messing can't hang it on the opposite block, and he goes out of bounds. Third turnover for Bad Axe in this quarter alone, 8 on the night. Gives the ball back to Lakers. They trail by 1, 21-20 to Bad Axe.
Okay, Bryn Wisner, he's slowing it down now.
Wisner still scoreless on the night. 4:15 left in the third. Braden Smith gets it top of the key. Two dribbles, feeds it over to Wisner on the give and go. Down the left side of the lane, he is fouled on the way up. And he'll go to the free throw line for two shots.
But he got a shot off.
Foul will go against Bad Axe. Number 10, Ryan Hileski, that's his third personal. And Bad Axe is first in the second half. So he'll be taking a breather quickly. Two shots coming from Brennan Wisner. He missed one in the second quarter. It was a front end of a 1-1. This time it's up and it's good. We are tied at 21. Brennan Jurgis replaces Ryan Hileski.
I didn't think he was going to shank that one. This is the second half. The only reason for the first half we already know, right, Clark?
That's true.
Just get rid of it.
To get rid of it. Mason Pasek, the sophomore, checks in for the first time tonight. Replaces Seth Bowles. Give him a breather. Pasek has held his own down at the post. We've seen him in the regular season as a sophomore. And the second free throw is no good. Rebound brought in by Martin Messing.
21-21 tied. 4:10 to go.
In the third quarter, over to Clark Brady into the corner to Jurgis. Trying to feed into Arntz, and Braden Smith pulls it off. But we have a hold as Pasek wastes no time to get his first foul as he held on. And draws the foul.
Well, he's in the book one way or another.
Third team foul for Lakers. First against Pasek. Bails out Bad Axe. Otherwise, it would have been a turnover going the other way. Clark Brady inbounds underneath their own hoop for Bad Axe. Feeds it in to Martin Messing, left wing. Down to the low post. Dribbles up to the high post inside the paint. Hook shot is up, short. And rebound brought in by Minetti. Brennan Wisner, top of the key. At the free throw line. Just Smith left wing, pops the three, off the mark. Rebound brought in by Minetti, goes up strong, and he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots.
You know, he's not the most adept ball player. He's a sophomore at the foul line. But I'll tell you one thing about Corey Minetti is that he's got a nose for the ball.
And he just drew the third foul on Zach Arntz. Benetti's first free throw, ugly, but it somehow goes in. He's now 1-for-2 from the free throw line. White Humphrey Phillips replaces Zach Arntz. So Zach Arntz and Ryan Hileski both on the bench with three fouls with 3:44 left in the third. Benetti's second free throw coming up. Lakers now leading 22-21, misses it. Rebound brought in by Humphrey Phillips. Martin Messing taking his time up the court. To the left wing, pulls up for three. It's up and it's in and out. No good. Rebound brought in. Still loose, actually. Dan Pasek last touched it, and it goes right out of bounds. Vanex ball.
Pasek just wrestled it right out of the Scrung's hand and happened to throw it out of bounds. Oh, well.
It's a big body down in that low post, though.
He sure is.
Martin Messing gets it into Wyatt Humphrey Phillips in the lane, and the left-hand layup is good. Wyatt Humphrey Phillips with 4 points. The lead back in the Vanex camp. 23-22, that's our seventh lead change tonight. Minetti gets it in the right block. He turns, shoots, fouled. He'll go back to the free throw line for two shots. Foul goes against number 42, Wyatt Humphrey Phillips. That's his second. Badax is third of the half. Back at the free throw line, Corey Minetti. He's 1-for-3 from the free throw line for 7 points of the night. First free throw taking his time. It's up, and this one's short off the front of the iron. Seth Bowles comes in. He's going to replace Mason Pasek. And he knew it.
Had a smile coming off, huh?
23-22, Badax by 1 point. 3:16 left in the third quarter. Minetti's second free throw is up, and this one's good. He's 2-for-5 from the free throw line. We have a tie ball game at 23. Martin Messing pops a three left wing. No good. Rebound. Braden Smith for Lakers. Tipped out of bounds by Martin Messing in transition. Lakers will now inbound underneath their own hoop. 3:02 left in the third, and we're tied at 23 apiece. It was tied at halftime, 16 apiece.
That was a heck of a pass, three-quarter court.
Brendan Wisner will inbound for the Lakers. Feeds it in Seth Bowles in the right corner to Braden Smith, right wing.
Joe Messing defending.
And it's thrown right out of bounds as Brendan Wisner was not at the pass for Smith.
Joe Messing just made a great defensive play right there, though, because that ball was coming back to Wisner, and Joe knew that. And he just went ahead and met it, went out of bounds. Hatchet ball.
10th turnover for Lakers tonight. Badax has 8 of them. Martin Messing brings up the ball into the right corner to Brennan Jerkis. Back up Clark Brady at the high post to Wyatt Humphrey Phillips, left wing. He dribbles to the free throw line, gives it down to low post to Brady, into the short corner to Jerkis for the jump shot, and it's in for 2 points. Brendan Jerkis is 2 points for the first time of the night. 25-23, Badax by 2, their largest lead of the night. 2.5 to play in the third quarter.
Hatches, they're just not giving any room for a shot.
Minetti at the top of the key, gets a screen from Smith, and he actually takes the ball. Brendan Wisner tries to get it at the right block. He finally does. Goes up strong, and he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Badax wanted to travel. Looked like there was some interference on the pass. Foul goes against number 22, Clark Brady. That's his second, team's fourth for Badax. Brendan Wisner goes back to the free throw line. He's 1-for-3 from the free throw line. Missed a front end of a 1-and-1 in the second quarter. Went 1-for-2 in this quarter now, and he made the front end of this one as well. 25-24, Badax by 1. 2:12 left in the third quarter. Second free throw's up, and this one's good. Brendan Wisner 2-for-2 on that trip.
Tie ball game.
25-25, we've had 5 ties and 8 lead changes so far. Martin Messing goes to the lane, and the layup is in for 2 points.
That was too easy.
He has 10, and we have our 9th lead change, 27-25 Badax. Chapel into the corner, being double-teamed in the trap, and he's in trouble. And we have a timeout called by Ron Schwarzendriver, and we have a little action after the basket. And we have it's a 30-second timeout called by Ron Schwarzendriver, minute 49 left in the third quarter, 27-25. Lakers trails Badax.
Your number one thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Badax is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Auto